Let's pray. Dear Lord, will you please guide my words and all of our thoughts as we think about this topic this morning? And I want to start with a game. I need two people of any age who are willing to wear a blindfold, which I have washed, and then I promise you there's nothing squidgy in here, but you need to put your hand in and see if you can work out what it might be. Two volunteers, please. Right, so both of you shut your eyes, and Fiona, I'll guide. Are you left-handed or right-handed?
Right.
Keep your eyes shut.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm thinking it's, do I have to say what I think it might be?
Say what you can feel.
Right, I can feel it's a hard plastic, it's circular. And it's got like sorts of little edges on it.
Hard plastic and circular.
Yeah.
Says Fiona.
That's what I'm saying. And then the back seems to be like a wood.
Okay. Right, Alison, eyes shut.
Yeah.
Right, thanks. Do you want to go to the microphone? A bit further forward from the microphone.
It's got glass on the front, and it's wood around the side, and there's a knob there for turning things. Yeah.
Okay. Would either of you like to take a guess what it might be? You can open your eyes.
I think it's a clock, like a wall clock.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's not a clock, but it does go on the wall.
Okay.
I think it might be for temperature.
You're nearly there.
Yeah. Very good. I was getting there.
Thank you very, very, very much. Thanks, Tom. Right, can we have the PowerPoint picture of a barometer, please? It's the next slide. There we are. Yes. So, well, thank you so much, you two. I know I used to play a childhood game with that, and it wasn't always very nice. So thank you for trying. So the barometer measures changes in air pressure, so you can tell what the weather is likely to be over the next day or two, not long term. This barometer belonged to a relative who mostly worked in the open air and had outdoor hobbies too, so he needed to know what the weather was going to do next. So, in the time when the events of Mark chapter 4 took place, barometers had not yet been invented, but the country people needed to know what the weather was going to be like. Fishermen like Jesus' disciples, Peter, Andrew, James and John, would have had all sorts of ways in which to work out what the weather was likely to do next and if it was safe to go fishing or not. So here's a few clues they might have used. Could you go to the next slide, please? Thanks. So, if they looked at the sky, What they might have thought when they saw this. Sorry? Yes, keep going. Red sky. Yeah. Thank you. And some people say red sky at night, sailor's warning, which is partly why I put that up. Sorry, red sky at night. Sailor's delight. So, who would like to give the meaning of that? Red sky at night, shepherd's delight, or sailor's delight. Yeah, thank you. So, red sky at night, the following night and day should be dry weather. Red sky in the morning, the coming day is likely to be wet. And scientists have confirmed that that is true. Right, the next slide, please, of birds. Thanks. Now, if they looked at the birds flying close to the ground, or some of the birds, because some of them go down there to get their food, what might it mean for the weather? The ones who normally fly up high, if they go down low, why? Why? Pardon? It could be, yes, yes. Any more ideas? Pardon? Yeah, that's so true, yes. So, especially... You sometimes, if you're in the countryside, you see the swifts and swallows, the flies come down if it's going to rain, and then they come down too. I don't know which birds would come down low in the Holy Land. I don't know. Right, next picture, please. Right, if the cows are lying down, what could that mean for the weather? Yes. So, some people say that if most cows in a herd are lying down, that it's likely to rain soon. But I gather scientists don't agree. But who's right, the country people or the scientists? Seaweed. Next picture, please. Oh, thanks. So, I've often seen in the countryside some people hang a piece of seaweed in their porch. They say it helps to forecast rain. How? Do you know how? Yes, so what happens to the seaweed? Yes, so the seaweed becomes... Because normally, if it's in the porch... It's fairly dry, but then it becomes a bit damper. But then only just before it rains, so it's not that much use. Right, thanks. So, the events in today's Bible passage seem to start at the beginning of Mark chapter 4. Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things. And actually, I should have shown you this before, but I want you to see a little video. Ernst, I'm terribly sorry. Have you got that video still? The video?
That evening,
thanks.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the east side." So they left the crowd, and his disciples started across the lake with him in the boat. Some other boats followed along. Suddenly, a windstorm struck the lake. Waves started splashing into the boat, and it was about to sink. Jesus was in the back of the boat with his head on a pillow. And he was asleep. His disciples woke him and said, "Teacher, don't you care that we're about to drown?" Jesus got up and ordered the wind and the waves to be quiet. The wind stopped and everything was calm. Jesus asked his disciples, "Why were you afraid? Don't you have any faith?" Now they were more afraid than ever and said to each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him."
Thanks. So, hopefully from that video, you could just get a tiny glimpse. They're in a lake. They're in an old-fashioned boat. There's a storm. That's right. So at the beginning of the day, Jesus was teaching in that boat. Apparently, it helped the people in the crowd to be able to hear him. And then, at the end of the day, when evening came, Jesus wanted to move on to his next destination. Instead of trying to get through the crowd of people, then walk the long, tiring way round the whole edge of the lake, Jesus guided his disciples to take the shortcut across to the other side of the lake. So Jesus stayed in the same boat he'd been teaching from with his disciples, and you could see in that that some other people travelled along with them in other boats. Soon Jesus was fast asleep in the back of the boat. After a while, a furious, raging storm blew up. Can we have the next picture, please? Thanks. This was very unexpected. The fishermen's weather forecasting skills had not foreseen this. The boat started bobbing up and down. The people were jogged around, a bit like travelling on a juddering bus over the potholes on the roads round here, but much worse. No doubt, some of them started to feel seasick. The waves were splashing water into the boat more quickly than the disciples could scoop it back out into the lake. But so far, nothing had woken Jesus. He was still fast asleep. The disciples were getting really scared that the boat might sink in the middle of the lake. It was far to shore, and in the rough storm waves, they might drown. They weren't very happy that Jesus was still sleeping. They woke him up and said, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" Perhaps they hoped he'd get up and help them with bailing out the water so that the boat might have a chance of limping to the far shore before they all sank. Jesus got up, yes, but surprised the disciples. Instead of bailing out water from the boat, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Astoundingly, the wind died down and the sea became completely calm. Can we have the picture of the actual Sea of Galilee in a calm stage, please? Thanks. So that's what it might have looked like on that day, or night rather. Today's encounter with Jesus isn't that someone unexpectedly met Jesus, but that his disciples unexpectedly saw a new side of Jesus' personality. The disciples went from being afraid of the storm and that the boat might sink to being terrified because they'd seen a glimpse of the almighty power of the Creator at work. They asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and waves obey him." The disciples were on a journey to understanding who Jesus really is, and Jesus revealed his true self to them step by step. Sometime later, he clearly explained to them. Can we have the last picture, please? Thanks. "All authority is given in heaven on earth to me. His power and authority is greater than that of any evil being, admiral, general, or president. As with the storm, Jesus has unlimited creation, resurrection power to bring peace and order to any situation. And as our risen Lord, he is ready to listen to anyone through prayer. Children, women, men, at any time, anywhere." The disciples took to Jesus the problem of their sinking boat and he gave them an extraordinary, astonishing answer to their request. Today, I invite you to bring to Jesus Christ, through prayer, whatever is on your heart and mind. Jesus has unlimited creation, resurrection power to bring peace and order to any situation. And you might be surprised by the way in which he answers you. These difficult events on the Lake of Galilee are described by Mark as taking place fairly near the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. Through them, Jesus made known to his disciples a bit more of who he really is. The disciples got to know him a bit better, and as the months and years went by, so they got to know him better and better, through both good times and difficult times. It's the same with us. As our lives proceed through both good times and stormy, difficult times, Jesus reveals more about himself to us as a congregation and as individuals. We can get to know him better. I'm wondering what it is that you are learning about Jesus this winter. Several of the encounters with Jesus we're hearing about in this sermon series are between Jesus and an individual, but this one is between Jesus and a group of his disciples. Jesus said, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." Us being the followers of Christ, the family of Christ. As Christians, we're not alone. Yes, Jesus is with us by his Holy Spirit and has unlimited creation, resurrection power to bring peace and order to any situation. And he will listen to anyone through prayer, children, women, men, at any time, anywhere. And also we have our Christian family where we can both seek and give help to each other. And what is more, you may have just glimpsed in that cartoon, other boats were sailing alongside Jesus and the disciples and experienced the storm and the calming of the storm as they did. Christian blessing and witness will spill out of our church family to the wider community. A verse in the book of Romans speaks about loving one another deeply as brothers and sisters. How best can we do that this week? And just to recap, as the first followers of Jesus experienced, our lives proceed through both good times and stormy, difficult times, while Jesus reveals more about himself to us. As a group and as individuals, we can get to know him better. I'm wondering what it is that you are learning about Jesus this winter. This encounter is between Jesus and a group of his followers. As Christians, we're followers of Christ, a kind of family where we can both seek and give help to each other, care for each other, and be a blessing and witness to the wider community. A verse in Romans speaks about loving one another deeply as brothers and sisters. How best can each of us do that this week? The disciples took to Jesus the problem of their sinking boat, and he gave them an extraordinary, astonishing answer to their request. Today, I invite you to bring to Jesus Christ through prayer, whatever is on your heart and mind. Jesus has unlimited creation, resurrection power to bring peace and order to any situation. And you might be surprised, as the disciples were, by the way in which he answers you.